The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Guardian Radio Today is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, The Cleveland Clinic, Commonwealth Bank, Epic Battery, Marco's Pizza, Prince Masters, and Ron's Electric Motors.
And welcome, welcome, welcome to the September 10th edition of Guardian Radio Today. My name is Dr. Cleveland W. Aeneas III, also known as Kahun Anku Sara. And I am happy to be here with you on another beautiful day, another opportunity for us to share, to grow, to have some fresh news, some smart talk all day. I have a special guest today, as I always have special guests, whether it's in studio, on Zoom, or sometimes it's just you for the open line. But you always have a special guest. Today, we're talking technology. We're talking IDI. Yeah. Yesterday, Apple announced some new things, new toys that people can go break their neck to go spend all kind of money to buy for Christmas and thing. But we can get to those type of things, right? But today, I have a 54-year veteran of IT in the studio, right? He himself is doing research on AI and some of the, technology is always developing. So if you in AI, if you in IT, you're always researching, you're always studying. I remember when I was in university, people who were studying any type of IT information, they were told by the time as they graduated, the things that they would have learned is almost obsolete. Yeah. So without further ado, I'm going to let my guests jump in here. But Ken Clark, he's like one of my other uncles. You know what I mean? I grew up around him. For years, I didn't know what he did, I just know him as my one of my daddy's dearest friends. And I'm happy to have him here in a professional capacity, because normally me and him just talk foolishness.
That we do.
Yes, we do. But good afternoon, sir, and welcome to Guardian Radio Today.
It is a pleasure.
Yeah, man.
Definitely a pleasure. Well, thank you very, very, very much.
Lift the mic up just a little bit. Yeah.
Thank you very, very much for having me today.
Yeah.
It's a pleasure, first of all, to be here and see you.
Yeah, man, likewise.
And reminisce over those times.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Those times that we can't always tell anybody about.
I know. Exactly. as recent as this morning.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. And very serious thing. But, very happy to be here and talk about AI a bit.
Yeah.
IT in general, mm-hmm. AI specifically,
mm-hmm.
and hopefully to get the message over mm-hmm. that AI is real, it's here,
mm-hmm.
it's powerful,
mm-hmm.
it's useful,
yeah,
but also that it's not magic,
ah.
that it's accessible, even super accessible.
Wow.
Anyone with a phone,
mm-hmm.
anyone with a PC
mm-hmm.
can get access to tremendous power.
Wow.
While it's free,
mm-hmm.
We need to take advantage of it.
While it's free.
While it's wow. free. It needs to be a personal effort
mm-hmm.
And a national effort.
Yeah.
The national effort, I don't know, but you don't need to wait for that.
Right.
You could go ahead and explore it on your own. It's free.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like I said, accessible. There's an interesting thing that happened just this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to print out something for the show,
mm-hmm.
and I go and my internet isn't working,
mm-hmm.
and I'm laughing. I said, "Lord, this is like Nassau's roads."
you know, talk about AI and all this fancy stuff.
But you don't have access. I say it's accessible, yes. But you don't have access. But,
yes.
That's a part of the thing. AI is growing so fast and is becoming so powerful, and there's so many billions of dollars being spent. It would be difficult to keep up.
Wow.
It would be difficult to keep up because, you know, back in what year that was, 1970, I think, when I joined IBM, right out of government high school, there was actually still in the Bahamas a machine that had vacuum tubes.
Wow.
It was a sorter. It was the immigration department. I only saw it once. By the time I went back there, it was gone.
Wow.
But there was a machine here in the Bahamas that actually worked on tubes.
Wow.
Vacuum tubes.
Wow. Those were the initial computing devices.
But that wasn't really a computing device. No. It was really just a sorter.
Okay.
But the technology still used vacuum tubes.
Wow.
And when I think back on that, how that's crazy.
Yeah.
That is absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
Compared to where we are now.
Yeah.
But it brings to mind as well very little, or the basis, which is ones and zeros, hasn't changed. And we need to understand and think back to ones and zeros. Why ones and zeros?
Why ones and zeros?
Guess what? It's very, very simple. Two states, on and off. Because everything was based on switches.
Okay.
You have a light switch on and a light switch is off. So,
and that's what everything is based on.
Everything up until now, it goes right back to that basic
on and off. That's basically technology. 1-0. That's it.
So we take ones and zeros and we realize if we organize ones and zeros in patterns, we can represent every letter in the alphabet. Right? And if you take it a little further, maybe every color that's possible. Maybe every sound.
Wow.
And once we get it down to that, then we can manage it.
Okay.
And if by manage it, I said we could take it and split it out and calculate it, multiply, divide it, do it, algebra, whatever we want with it.
So it's not something, like you say, it's not magic.
No.
It's something we can't understand, but we have to be deliberate in understanding it.
Deliberate in our thinking and stop looking, you know, watching the hands. Don't watch the hands.
Yeah,
the hands are faster than the eye. Don't watch the hands. Watch what's actually happening.
Yeah. See, because yesterday Apple announced the iPhone 17 is here, along with a very thin iPhone Air. There are three new Apple Watches to tell you how you're feeling, and a pair of iPods Pro 3 that can translate between languages. Okay. All this is based on ones and zeros.
It goes back to ones and zeros.
Wow.
It goes back to ones and zeros.
See, I like that perspective.
But here's the thing. If you have enough computing power, if you have a calculator big enough that can run through those ones and zeros at lightning speed, then you can do anything.
Right. I've heard about the whole quantum computing and stuff like that. Yeah.
Even without quantum computing. Okay, just the new chips from NVIDIA and other companies, you have enough computing power. You can do calculations fast enough that I can take just ones and zeros and turn it into a picture of a cat.
Right.
It's just a matter of how many calculations can go through.
So there's a bridge of calculations that takes you from the ones and zeros to the picture of the cat.
Exactly.
Right. So in the Bahamas, when you started at IBM in 1970, right out of government high, what was the technological landscape of the Bahamas at that time? And I'm saying, I'm asking that because I want to know how rapidly are we growing versus from then to now? And right, you've been in this business, right, over 50 years. How are we faring compared to the rest of the Caribbean and the rest of the world?
Well, I think basically we've kept up.
Okay.
IBM introduced, while I was there, the System 360, and we went from that to the AS systems, and then to the Mini, to the Mic, to the personal computer.
Okay.
So we've kept up. We're using it now. What we're doing with it becomes another question.
That is, yes.
Okay, yes. That becomes another question.
Are we using it to make the Bahamas more efficient? Are we using it to like you used the word power when you talked about AI? You know, are we utilizing this technology to make our lives easier, more efficient?
I question that.
Mm.
Simply because, you go into a department, and I overheard an exchange at road traffic one day. Guy comes in and he has his license and insurance and whatnot, and he gives it to the lady. She says, "Okay, I'm going to put these into the system," and then she gives it back to them. And he's leaving. She said, "Now remember, when you come back, bring those back again." Okay.
I mean, I just give it to you. Yeah. I mean, it's like, okay, almost for me, right? Even like in a traffic stop, right? I think your driver's license, the disc on your car, should be able to say if you have a driver's license, your insurance, etc. Yeah, the actual driver's license is a receipt.
Let me explain it to you.
Go ahead.
A QR code.
A QR code. Thank you.
That's a QR code would give you all of that.
Yeah.
The officer should have a device in their hands that allows them to get into the system and get all that information.
Yeah, you shouldn't be asking me for my driver's
license. Why are you asking me if you can't verify it?
Ah.
What's the point if you can't verify? What do you ask me for?
Right. I mean, it's just like...
So you understand... I got hit this year, this year, from behind three times.
Wow.
One guy drove off. I didn't get the driver's license, but I got a driver's license in two cases. I took it to the station. They found the owner. The owner said that it was her daughter's boyfriend driving the car. He drove, so he's committed an offense. He drove off. The officer asked me, "Well, let me see what happened to your car, if any damage to your car."
How's that germane to the conversation?
So, you can have computing power.
Yeah. Okay? Common sense, yeah.
Okay. So, so mindset goes a long way
with
how far that goes into usage and implementation, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, yeah. I see we got a caller trying to jump in on this conversation. Call us 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259, in the Family of Violence, 242-300-5720. Of course, you can text us today on Guardian Radio Today at 422-4796. We're powered by BTC and standard text rates do apply. Caller, you're live on Guardian Radio Today. Our special guest, Ken Clark, a 54-year veteran in IT. What say you, caller? Caller going once. All right. You can call back. This texter says the license disc has a QR code. Obviously, they are not utilizing it. That's exactly the point we make in text.
Well, that's
like the infrastructure is there to utilize it, but why you ask me for my insurance? That should be in the system. You should come and scan, and the only thing you should verify is if the person who's tied to this car is the person behind the wheel.
Absolutely.
And you should be able to see the picture and everything in any event.
But that's the thing. Remember now, you've spent millions of dollars to have that technology.
We spent that money already.
It's already spent.
And we're playing with it.
And then you get a news release that 40% of the cars on the road are not licensed or not registered.
Blah, 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 blah. Right.
I'm not sure or whatever.
Right. But we got this wonderful system.
Let's run
back to the phone lines here on Guardian Radio today. Go ahead, caller, you're live.
Is that me?
That's you, Elder Bremen. How you doing?
The Godly Days is back, you know. Where is that along with that brother? What's his name again? I came on late.
That's Mr. Clark, Ken Clark.
Say that again.
Ken Clark.
Oh, Ken. Thank you. Now, my question is, right? Now, according to his answer, you had posed an answer, a question to him. Mm-hmm. And his answer said back to about 50-something years ago. What was that question again, please?
We were talking about, he was talking about the technology when he first started in IT.
And, I want to hear this good one. I'm not hearing it too good.
Sorry, he was talking about the technology when he first came into the industry, straight out of high school. And
what year was that?
1970.
Go ahead.
And the device, it was a sorter. It's something that sorted with papers. Is that what it did?
Sorted cards.
Cards. It sorted cards, but it used vacuum tubes. And that's that's.
When you said vacuum cubes,
mm-hmm.
Explain that part for me.
So I'm going to let the IT expert explain it. That's not, it's an old technology. I'll let him explain it.
Vacuum tubes are like light bulbs, flasks like light bulbs.
Like light bulbs.
They're filled with gas.
Mm-hmm.
They make a vacuum and they pump in the gas.
Mm-hmm.
And you...
Tell me, do it have the powder also?
Powder?
Right.
I can't remember that part of it. Maybe it did, because if you put just the gas and it has no thing, I don't think it could be. It could turn off and on, which that's what it needed.
So he didn't work with this technology. This was something he saw coming in. Like it, he saw it one day, next day it was gone. But that's how long he's been in the industry.
So where's that now?
Oh.
It's gone.
You may find it in the Smithsonian.
Yeah.
In the
what? In the Smithsonian Museum,
mm-hmm.
archives, whatever.
It's
Thank
a relic.
You.
It's a relic, yeah. Thank you, Elder Bremen. So we have this, we've spent millions of dollars to have some technology that we're not implementing. Do you think possibly that the people who have the opportunity to utilize this technology feel as if this is going to replace them? Do you think, you know, what could cause us to spend the money to have the infrastructure technologically, but then not utilize it?
It could be various things. It could be a fear.
Right.
It could be
a knowledge gap.
No, I mean, I've been in situations where they have this huge screen.
Right.
Right. On the desk in a department. It could not be a government department always, too.
Right.
But they have a screen, and on the side of that screen, they have a huge stack of files. huge stack of files, and several stacks of files all around.
So we're sticking to paper.
Yeah.
We ain't gonna let this paper go.
No. I go into the bank.
Right.
Where they say they don't want you to come into the branch because everything is online.
Mm-hmm.
We're a digital bank.
Mm-hmm.
And they're walking around with a bunch of papers in their hand. I'm trying to figure out what could possibly be in the papers.
Right.
Why do you have the papers?
Right.
The screen is in front of you.
My Lord. So what type of challenges are you seeing people being faced with as far as IT? When you're being called upon in the industry today, what are most of the challenges people have today?
I probably have less exposure these days, but it's basically the same thing. You have systems.
Mm-hmm.
You have to maintain the systems. Mm-hmm. You need training. Mm-hmm. You need onboarding. You need maintenance. You need security. You need all those things. And that's a lot of stuff. And no one is going to come and put a gun to your head and tell you to do it.
Right.
And if you don't do it, things will go awry.
Right.
Okay? Mm-hmm. So people have problems with hacking. They have problems with updating systems.
Mm-hmm.
They have problems with training.
Mm-hmm.
They have problems with data security.
Mm-hmm.
And those are things that go along. Like I said,
so these are opportunities now that the young people coming up who are looking to get into this industry.
Yes,
these are the avenues.
Yes, well, the avenues. I'm certified in data analytics,
mm-hmm.
and way back
mm-hmm.
when I was with Telco, I guess,
mm-hmm.
you know, I realized that the key is the data.
Okay.
The information.
Okay.
I remember during the analogy back then was that was early days of the PC. So you buy a PC, your PC is $2,000. Mm-hmm. 6 months after you started using that and you put your information on there,
mm-hmm.
the problem wasn't the machine. The problem was lose my data.
Mm. Yeah.
If I lose my data,
I'm
up the creek.
Right.
It cost X amount of dollars, cost money. Mm-hmm. If you lose money,
mm-hmm.
You spent money mm-hmm. to put that in the system.
Right.
You have to maintain it. There's a cost to that.
Right.
If you lose it, what it takes for you to get that back
right.
is tremendous. So you need backup.
Right.
But backup costs money.
Right. Right. That's As I was doing some research today, I realized that like that's a good place to buy stocks in, like these cloud
companies,
exactly. et cetera, yes. et cetera. Like yeah. that's the new thing.
Yes.
And so as we go back to ones and zeros, right? I just want to make sure we're educating the listeners today who may not be aware. You have shared a lot of information with me regarding. Whereas like bits, like when we start talking about technology and we're talking about what a bit is, what is a bit? How does that tie into the conversation today?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now let me forewarn you that there are recesses in the archive that
yeah.
take a little while to get
yeah,
to.
Yeah, okay? Yeah, yeah, no worries. No worries.
But if I remember, there's a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Bit, I think it was 8 bytes. There's bits, and mm. then there's bytes, and right. then there's words.
Okay.
But it's the same thing.
Right.
There's combinations. Of in order to in order to organize this whole issue
mm-hmm.
of data,
mm-hmm.
you got to put it into pieces.
Okay.
So you have the bits. I think there's 8 bits to a byte, and mm-hmm. then 8 bytes to a word, or 16 bytes
yeah,
to a word,
yeah,
whatever
yeah.
it is. But
right.
basically,
right.
that's it. That's how it's organized.
But this is a way to compartmentalize.
Exactly.
Okay.
And
okay.
to give it a structure.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're approaching it, so now you have not bits and bytes. You don't worry about bits and bytes anymore.
Right.
Bits and bytes.
That's the old idea.
Yeah, way back.
We're moving up the chain.
Now you have words.
Okay.
Little English words.
Okay.
And you're going to see how many ways you're... predictive
yes.
Texting.
Right. Right. You start
That's
typing.
The level.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So now you have to figure out how many words. I have a word
mm-hmm.
called take.
Okay.
I have a word before that called in
mm-hmm.
or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to figure out what's going to be the next word.
Right. Right. Is that AI?
That's AI.
Okay.
That's AI. The thing about it, if you ask someone about AI, it's me.
Right. That's why I asked that. We don't want to touch it, but we're using it every day.
You remember when people used to say, "Recording? I ain't talking to no recording."
Yeah.
You don't even know when you're talking to recording anymore.
Right. Right. Right.
So. That's the situation. It's
right.
it's progressed to the point, like I said, you don't worry about bits and bytes anymore. No one even thinks about it. It's now, how do I take this information and organize it? And they came up with different calculations, algorithms, and they came up with something to mimic the functions of the brain called neural networks.
Okay.
So you take the information and you organize it in a neural network, a neural database, and it becomes easier and faster.
So they
so you can have now, you can have predictive texting.
Texting and stuff.
Right? Because once I put that word in, the 36, whatever, 1,000 options are instantly available.
Okay.
And it will show you the one that's most likely, and you select it or not.
So these IT engineers, they're utilizing the nervous system of the human body
as a copy.
Wow, like a template.
As a guide, as a template.
Wow, y'all hear that? Let's run to the phone line. That part, that's a whole nother show. But caller, you're live here on Guardian Radio today. Special guest today, Ken Clark.
Hey, how you doing? How are you today?
I'm great, man.
Yeah, it's Mud Driver here from North Abaco.
North Abaco, okay, thanks.
Mud Driver, one and only.
All right, thanks for calling, man.
Let me just pull over, because I'm driving right now.
Hear you driving, yeah.
Yeah, what I'm saying, now, I want to touch on to Biden and Mollis concerning some concern of Long Island. Long Island concerning the Ministry of Health. I talked to my family yesterday about a family down there. I don't live there, but I found me there. They said they had a kid, a woman in the back of the truck, and the ambulance there, but nobody could, how come nobody could drive ambulance with a standing ship? But would you send a standing ship ambulance to the island for? Jesus Christ, come on, you got to be losing your mind as a minister of health. Now, Dr. Dower got to tighten the belt on this one. This one ain't going good for him. No, he was up the ambulance to the hospital where that poison, the security on. He could drive the ambulance because he was either trained to drive the ambulance and care the patient, X, Y, Z.
Let me ask you something. How is the health of the lady? Is she okay?
Well, as far as I can say, she got to make it there to get herself checked out. But but that ain't supposed to happen like that. That's my point.
I agree.
You know, so the government got it. I mean, Dava got a tight knee belt on that. That make him look little. I mean, come on, I just send a standard ship ambulance to farm the island.
This line right up with today's show. I appreciate it, my brother. So we just was talking about having the necessary equipment doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be utilized in the way it's supposed to be utilized. So I'm guessing they're thinking we grew up driving stick shift or manual.
Right.
This generation, they don't really interfere with stick shift.
I don't think a stick shift car is sold in Nassau anymore.
Wow.
Standard. I mean, I think you have to special order that.
That's like the vacuum tubes.
Yeah.
It's like the vacuum tubes.
That whole scenario is another thing.
So, getting back to the conversation, you talked about these algorithms, right? And I'm going slow today because I want people to not be afraid of the technology and understand that we can improve, just like we talked about the buses the other day and how we can improve transportation. We can improve so many things in this country if we lean on the technology that we already have.
Yes.
You see?
Yes.
So you talked about, so algorithms, that's basically a way.
But an algorithm is, for all intents and purposes, a calculation.
Okay.
It's a bit of software. That's what is used to manage the data.
Okay.
Okay, so you have the huge collection
of data,
of information. Now
we
need
use
to
it?
Extract that. You have to have a guide and a program to extract that. And so the algorithms, that's what that is. Mathematical, again.
Right.
Not magic.
Right.
Math.
Right. So they have people who specialize in algorithms.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And they've now trained machines to do the bulk of it, okay, or some of it.
And they're more efficient. They can move quicker.
Well, of course, you see, but,
yeah,
you know, that's the, going back to this progress.
Mm-hmm.
When the Panama Canal was dug,
mm-hmm,
miles through,
mm-hmm,
through all kinds of territory,
mm-hmm,
right, they started digging with shovels, okay? With picks and shovels, okay?
I didn't know that.
They would probably do that. That's kind of like a guesstimate. Yeah. But that didn't make sense. It went to machines.
Right.
And if you go now to any iron ore or any place, mm-hmm, where, mm-hmm, they're mining something, then only they don't use picks and shovels.
That's right.
Okay?
It's not efficient.
They used to go down in the coal mines, mm-hmm, with picks and shovels.
Right.
They don't do that anymore.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So it's a matter of, make it even simpler, it's a matter of doing things more efficiently. But when you walk into a 10-story building, you don't go looking for the stairs.
That's true. That's true.
Not 20, you know. Just 10.
10, right.
Just
right,
10.
Right.
You don't go looking for the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
You look for the elevator,
mm-hmm,
because that's just the, mm-hmm, easier, more efficient way of doing it.
Right.
And so same thing goes with AI. And when you look at replacing jobs and saying, well, oh, you know, people are going to lose their jobs.
Right.
Well, that comes about in seeking efficiency. It isn't a diabolical plan to get rid of the human race.
Right.
Give a scenario. A guy's on Wall Street, a wealth manager. It doesn't have to be Wall Street, anywhere.
Mm.
A wealth manager.
Mm-hmm.
So you have stocks and bonds and derivatives and all that stuff that he can manage, and real property on top of that and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, they're coming up with something new now called tokenization.
What's that?
Tokenization is you can take any real asset and split it up into bits, as many as you want, pieces.
Okay.
And you can sell off those pieces in bunches or whatever.
Mm.
So now consider the guy who has to manage all of this now.
Right.
He used to sit there, maybe he had some assistants, they used to, mm-hmm, take orders and key them in. Now, all of this is managed by machine,
mm-hmm,
and you have to keep it up
much
to
quicker,
real time,
many more parts,
blah, 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 blah.
Right.
And the others haven't gone away. The old methods haven't gone away either.
Okay.
So if he took 500 people and put them in a room, they still probably couldn't keep up.
With that one machine.
So you got to move to AI. You got to move to AI agents.
Okay. Or you can get left behind.
Well,
point blank.
No, he can't get left behind.
He's still
either in or he's out.
Okay. So I hear what you're saying. You're saying AI, as efficient as it is, still can't necessarily do everything that is needed to get the end result.
But it needs to be supervised.
Okay, so that's a new job then.
Yeah,
it's just creating jobs.
Remember, in the factory, it used to be that a human being would take a piece of metal,
mm-hmm,
and feed it into a machine,
right,
and get it on the other side.
Right, yes.
After it's been manipulated.
Right.
Well,
not a robot's doing that.
Well, you need, yes, robots will do it faster, safer, at a higher speed.
Right, but someone has to manage that process.
Right, exactly. Someone had to put the robot in place, make sure it's working, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay. Let's run to the phone lines here on Guardian Radio today. We're having a different type of conversation today. We got to move to another level in this country. We can't shy away from things that can help us to be more efficient. Call your life on Guardian Radio today.
How you doing?
I'm great, man.
Yeah, that gentleman talking some stuff the bombers will never see, okay?
You think so?
No, never see that. No damn good. You'll be dead and gone before. Is a robot building something in the bomb?
Oh, ye of little faith.
No, it's never going to happen.
Why you say that, though? Why you think so?
The United States got it 100%. Only China and India and them foreign countries, they don't want robot building everything. Them foreign countries building everything.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even bank on the bombers to do that.
So
you will be gone, and your gun drone will be gone.
So let me say this. Let me say this, caller. I don't think that today's show is not about whether or not I can see where China is at in my lifetime in the bomb. Not what today's show is about.
Yeah, but I ain't getting into that part.
Go ahead.
I'm getting into something else I need to get into.
Go ahead.
Okay. That port out there with the shipping port is there, the government clearing that out, fish fry, that port. All them old boaters out there just pile up old rusty boats. Mm-hmm. Man, the government built that. The government built that years ago.
When they dredged the harbor, they put the dirt down.
Yeah, but now they got to, I mean, that have to be judged. But that's a by-eye sort of this country. Mm-hmm. Then two were traveling, Damien traveling. But all England, yeah, rotting down and sinking. Mm-hmm. The government didn't build all, and the government take me and your tax money when you buy grocery to go build that. That's mm-hmm. what they did. That's your money. Get that out there. Mm-hmm. They take your money to go build that and just let it sit there, and they do nothing with it. Mm-hmm. Then all kind of old, don't make me cuss. Mm-hmm. All kind of old boats out there.
Mm-hmm. So what's your solution?
The government needs to make them move them boats and then the way they're supposed to do it from day one when they signed the agreement with that particular area.
What was the plan for that area? What was the plan?
The plan was that for mail boats to come there to bring groceries from the United States, and then they can build the rails more in the back. I don't know if you know about this. They're supposed to build the rails like more like where the old rails was. Mm-hmm. So they're supposed to have like all the Betty Kay. All the shipping company supposed to bring their boat right there, mm-hmm. and they supposed to build it. But
I glad you bring it up. I appreciate you, caller. I appreciate you. Here we have another example. Even though these people think they ain't talking about what we're talking about, mm-hmm. here's what I'm hearing. We have great plans. We have, we have the money. We spend money.
Yeah, we spend money.
But the execution, how are we going to get from point A to point B? How are we gonna utilize? And this is why this conversation on technology and IT, I think, is so important, because we get caught up in the cogs and the minutia of trying to get something done, and we don't get it done. Whereas we can learn how to implement some things that would allow us to be more efficient. Go ahead, you were about to say something.
The problem goes back to planning, mm-hmm. and like you mentioned, mm-hmm. execution.
Yeah.
And basically you throw up a plan, not because of what the plan does, but you throw up the plan because of how it sounds.
Right.
That sounds great.
Can AI help us with planning?
Absolutely.
See, this is what I'm talking about.
If there's anywhere in the Bahamas that AI is needed, it's in government for those same reasons.
Is the government afraid that AI is going to take? I know you just said it's not the boogeyman; it's not coming to steal your job. I'm trying to say to the people or the powers that be that we can reutilize people in government to manage AI. Is that safe to say?
Well, you need people to manage AI.
Yeah.
What AI is good at mm-hmm. is doing the little things.
Right. The mundane tasks.
Yes, the mundane tasks. Yes. The repetitive tasks. And so you can do it over and over 24/7. Mm-hmm. And so if there's something that needs to be done, in other words, if I go to a government department mm-hmm. and I said, I want to pay my bill, or right. I want to pay my tax, I want to research, mm-hmm. I want to find out what I owe, mm-hmm. That entire process mm-hmm. can be turned over to AI so that answers are accurate, consistent, mm-hmm. and fast.
But the person who can take 2 weeks to find what I could find in an hour, what's going to happen to them?
Well, basically, you put them to manage, because now you have 10 times more information, maybe 1,000 times more information.
So you ain't going to lose your job. You will manage.
Well, you have to plan not to use your job. If you don't plan... You're there. If it's the government needs to pay you. Mm-hmm. You are being paid as part of the economy, so you need to work it out.
Mm-hmm. Now we got to figure out what's the cost of someone managing AI. They're not doing the same work, but they're managing something that is probably producing more work, more results.
More results.
Right.
Right. More results. That's the key.
Right. Right. So listen, we got, I see a caller. Here, we're going to get that call right after this break here on Guardian Radio. Today, we're talking IT. We're talking technology. We're talking efficiency today with our special guest, Ken Clark. Keep it locked here on 96.9 Guardian Radio. Back after this.
When it comes to hearts at Cleveland Clinic, you can't miss a beat. You seek the best care possible, work with the brightest minds, and leave no stone unturned to get to the heart of the matter. Because understanding is always the first step to overcoming. For every heart in the world, see how we're advancing the future of heart care at Cleveland Clinic today.
Don't wait for a storm to arrive. Stock up on hurricane supplies, make home repairs, purchase a generator, and more this hurricane season with a Fidelity personal loan. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5255.
Don't settle for ordinary when you can have the Farmhouse King only at Burger King Nassau.
It's back!
Mm-hmm. Sink your teeth into 100% flame-grilled beef, stacked with crisp bacon, melty American cheese, crispy onions, a fried egg, and the bold sauce that adds the perfect kick for a flavor sensation fit for a king. Grab the Farmhouse King as a combo with fries and a drink, or go all in with the Farmhouse King's Feast. It's bigger, it's better, and it's only at Burger King Nassau.
Now, let me see now. 326-EPIC. Hello? Hello? This Epic? Eckert Battery? This Miss Bueller from round the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road, too.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill, and Fire Trail is too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker, and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326-EPIC. We ship also to the family island.
Nothing beats a Chicchani challenge. On September 27th, we're bringing the action, a 5K course packed with 20 thrilling obstacles. Start and finish at Fusion Superplex with energy, fun, and excitement all around. First time? No problem. Try the Chicchani Light version, built just for beginners. Got kids? Ages 3 to 7 can take on their very own Chicchani Kids Challenge. And this year, we're turning 10. So grab your team, mark your calendar, and come celebrate with us. Visit ChicchaniChallenge.com to sign up today. Thanks to our sponsors Fusion Superplex, Guardian Radio 96.9, Kalina, RBC, Advantage Insurance, Party Pilots Rentals and Events, Fincastle Media Group, Powerade, Calic, and Art of Graphics.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
And we're back here on Guardian Radio today. I'm your host, Dr. Cleveland W. Enius III, also known as Kahun Ankusara. A special guest, Ken Clark, IT veteran. We're talking AI, we're talking technology. And ultimately, you know, we're talking about the will to utilize this technology to make the Bahamas a better place, right? Or are we just happy with the status quo? Are we just going to have this controlled chaos make some people rich and have many more poor?
Let's run back to the phone lines here on Guardian Radio today. 323-6232-325-4316. 325-4259 in the Family of Violence. 242-300-5720. Call you live.
Brother Uncle.
Yes, sir.
This technology taught me being being established as yet?
Which technology?
In which you're speaking of, this AI.
Yeah. Go ahead, Mr.
Very much alive. I don't guess you so much.
Would be,
so Bremen is blind.
Yes, I understand.
Yeah.
But Bremen, when you call a place for information today, particularly if it's in the States or whatever, 9 chances out of 10, you speak with not a human, but a robot.
Got you.
A voice robot. Mm-hmm. And that robot, because of AI, can detect your voice, can detect what you're looking for, and match that up with a, let's call it a list, mm-hmm. of answers. Mm-hmm. And that list, they can call on a list of answers and come back to you and say, X, Y, Z.
But look here. The thing is, ain't everybody spells alike. So their pronunciation would be, you know, I wouldn't say immature. Probably it would be immature to the other side or some of that sort. But you need to put that into consideration.
Well, Raymond, believe it or not, not only accents, but actual languages. Mm. So you can call in, they'll ask you, do you want to speak Spanish? Do you want to speak Creole? Do you want to speak Hindi? Mm-hmm. And it will deal with all of that. And like I said, the heart of this, the gist of this is that you have the calculating power to go through all these options in light speed and come to a conclusion. Mm. That's the key.
Well, I agree with you. The thing is, everybody has to know that the computer starts with zero.
Mm-hmm.
And they could go from there. Thank you.
Thank you, Bremen. Caller, you're live here on Guardian Radio today.
Thank you for taking my call, and good afternoon to both of you.
Good afternoon, sir.
Yeah, man, we are looking at, from what my ledger is showing me, about up to, I would say, 85, yeah. Quite a number of jobs are going to be lost. About 3 million jobs worldwide are going to be affected by this
much more
nice artificial intelligence that's coming on. And in the Bahamas, we probably won't need human resources to do these routine tasks like payroll and scheduling and resume screening and all that. In tourism, even in the retail services, you're going to find that a lot of people are going to have to be able to do some programming. And I don't know how many of them you're going to need, because Python script can run and it will give you exactly what you want. So there's going to be some job losses. I mean, how are we going to address this in the Bahamas when we get fully integrated in artificial intelligence, you know, because we're moving toward that area? Are we going to have any job losses at all or none?
We would have to have job losses, and not necessarily in the predictive ones. One of the areas that I think surprising in the Bahamas will be in the legal field.
Really? all these lawyers we got running around.
I when I say that to people, they either brush it aside or think I'm crazy. But let's think of this. Mm-hmm. One of the ways lawyers make money is particularly from foreign clients, and you get a foreign client a 2-page letter, 3-page letter, and you could charge them thousands of dollars because of the size of the transaction.
Mm-hmm.
Well, two things. The letter can be generated anywhere in the world from AI with a certain level of accuracy. Mm-hmm. Now, you still need a lawyer to sign it, but you're not asking the lawyer to come up with the letter. You say, here's the letter and sign it.
Mm.
So the person just maybe they just need to be a lawyer.
Right, right.
Yeah, it can be any lawyer.
Right.
So the $5 lawyer and the $5,000 lawyer is the same.
Wow.
The other thing I thought of is the virtual sovereignty.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy idea. Mm. But the reason you come to the Bahamas is because you need a country that has certain laws in place.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can create a sovereign entity online.
Oh.
You can create a sovereign entity, and as long as you can get some people to sign up to use it, hey, it's real.
Wow.
It could be more complicated than that, or it could not be. But be if I need, for instance, arbitration,
mm-hmm.
is a very, very prominent and popular means of dealing with disputes.
Right.
Well, if we get an arbitration tribunal that will accept the virtual sovereignty, maybe you don't need to use them certain things anymore.
Wow. Wow.
So there's
wow.
all kinds of ways. There's all kinds of ways of approaching the use of the technology, the use of the adaptive and creative
mm-hmm.
power.
Mm-hmm.
So there'll be all kinds of changes. And you know, I like I said, there was a time when shovels used to be used to dig any trench.
Right.
You wouldn't even think of using it anymore.
Right.
They used to put people down in coal mines. Well, I guess they still do. And dig with shovels and
right.
picks.
Right.
You wouldn't think of doing that anymore.
Yeah.
You wouldn't think of climbing 20 flights of stairs mm-hmm. anymore. So all these things change.
Yeah.
All these things change. And you adapt.
Quickly, Gwala.
Yeah, how much is that going to cause an increase in crime?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Let's touch on that after the break. We got to go to news and take a break. But call back, Gwala, because I really want to get your take on what you mean by that. In terms of crime, AI and crime, that's a good one. Let's run to the news and be back right after the break here on 96.9 Guardian Radio today. Back after this.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Reliable and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Things may be tough, but Wendy's got you covered. Grab a day single or chicken sandwich with a junior fries and 16-ounce beverage for just $6.95. Why choose less from the other guys when you can get more? At Wendy's, we're providing bigger bites and better deals. So purchase your Things Tough value meal today. Now available at all locations, excluding the airport and food truck.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio today here on 96.9 Guardian Radio. Fresh news, smart talk all day. We are streaming live on guardiantalkradio.com. Of course, we're also on Cable Bahamas 969 or BTC Flow Channel 612. Phone lines are open 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. And the family of islands 242-300-5720. And our text line is, as always, 422-4796. We're talking technology. We're talking AI. With our dear brother Ken Clark, who's an IT veteran. Before the break, we had a caller who mentioned something about AI and crime. I think they may be calling back. Let me see if this is the same caller. Kermit, let's get this caller in. Caller, you're live here on Guardian Radio.
Yeah, what I'm kind of looking at is
yes. mm-hmm.
more like survival-based crimes, you know, like, how can I put it? according to a Stanford study that I read some time ago, there's going to be 13% decline in employment. So when I lose my income, I can't pay my rent. I can't support my family. I can't take care of me. So my purpose seemed to be dwindling. So a psychological strain. I go, look at this. I mean, I lose access to what I once had, control over. So, when I see people become criminals, the system no longer recognizes me and I fall off the ledger because I've been replaced by artificial intelligence, which will cause me now to open up my black book of computer viruses and see if I can make some money. And you see what's going on in the Bahamas today. We got all kind of attack, phishing, you name it, deepfakes. So look like things are going to get a little tricky all over the world. So I'm talking about crime. I'm talking about this intellectual crime now, not, all over. Like you just heard on the news, people ripping the chain off your neck. I mean, who knows who lost their job? You see what I'm trying to get at? AI is going to cause, I believe, for persons who are not prepared, a serious challenge. And I think we should be more focusing on helping people to understand that this challenge is not only coming, it's here.
Well, that's nothing less than true, because basically, if, like you say, if I lose my employment, I have to do something. I am going to do something. The person who is going to just lay down and die is not exactly around the corner. That's not going to happen.
No.
People are going to do something, and circumstances change people. So, crime, AI crime will definitely be a factor. And as with other things, we have to rely on the administrations to figure that out, find solutions. Now, that's the unfortunate thing, that solutions are not exactly a focus, in my view. Basically, if I can talk about something, and I could say whatever, and I could run up and down the street a little bit and turn on some sirens. That's it. That's it. Solutions are difficult. But let me say this: AI ought to provide us with at least the opportunity to have more solutions. We have more data. We have more ways of projecting. Of forecasting, of calculating, figuring out the effects. You don't have to, of testing. You don't have to actually stick your hand in the acid to realize that it's acid. you can calculate, take the components of the acid, put it together, calculate, and see what would happen to human skin if it hits the acid. So it's kind of open. But, there are possibilities.
But I like the fact that, and caller, we're coming to you right now, that so there is a human element that always will be a part of the conversation, because AI is just a tool.
It's just a tool.
You know, AI in and of itself, I have a texter who said something recently that said, AI is not real at this time, is what the texter said. this guest here is not agreeing with you, Dexter. He says we are not there yet. Augmented intelligence, they say AI, will not take your job, but someone using AI will take your job. That's what this person is saying.
Well, that is already happening.
Right.
There is a Bahamian. I laugh as commissioner. I won't call his name. Who works in Texas, and he works for, I think, a car rental company. And he's in IT, and he manages, I can't remember the number, but I believe it's something like 600 AI agents.
Oh, wow. He manages 600 AI agents.
That's his staff.
I've never heard before.
That is his staff.
Wowee.
And, he has to work and make sure that things are working. Every now and then he's got to intervene and sort things out and blah, blah. So that's
the future.
That's the present. I mean,
that's the present, right.
The present.
Yeah.
Let's take an insurance company, okay? It's operating in the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. And they come up with a product that is they can sell around the world. Mm-hmm. They can sell to millions and millions of people. So they got a customer, a client base or a potential base, a market base of 30 million people.
Yes.
30 million people that they need to approach on a regular basis. They need to sell to, and if they sell, they need to manage, they need to keep track of payments, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
And this product is unique because it's in the Bahamas, and then we created a legislative framework that makes this possible, including including foreign exchange and da-da-da-da-da.
So are we there yet? Are we putting in place the policies?
I don't know if we're putting it in place, but I would tell you that the potential.
Right. Okay.
Okay. From the in the idea stage is there.
It is doable.
It's doable.
Now, whether we do it or not is another story. Let's run back to the phone lines here on Guardian Radio today. Caller, you're live. I know we took some time to get to you.
Good afternoon, Uncle.
How you doing, my brother?
I'm okay. Good afternoon to you again.
Good afternoon.
Yes. A while ago, when you were talking about basically the change of technology from the using the cube to basically you using solid state. That's a technology change, right?
Yes.
So my question, when you said that, right, you mentioned the light bulb, right? And my mind ran directly on Nikola Tesla, right? And the technology with the vacuum tube been around years, a long time ago, right?
Right.
And that technology, I mean, I experienced a bit of that technology myself, right, in the 70s, right? But the difference in music or to see with sound, right? The technology, when you look at when music was played in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, 80s, it basically 70s and late early 80s, right? You find that the impact it had on people. People never was fighting. Basically, you had hundreds or thousands of people unified together, black, white, no matter, because it was unified through frequency vibrations. Okay. Now, with the change of technology, you find that with solid state, you don't get that real presence. I'm talking about vibrations. That I'm talking about. You got actually can feel love in the music. You can. I'm talking about just through vibration and sound. Uncle, you can relate to it because you've been around in that time. And your guests also. Right. But why I come to that is the mere fact that analog and now it's digital, but the digital technology when it comes to sound, it isn't as good. I'm thinking that digital is fast and everything, but it's more detrimental. I mean, you look at the cell phones we use. It's radio, and I'm talking radioactive. Basically, you hold them, you know, and basically, like they say, with the other technology around vacuum tubes, you never had that. You know, am I talking sense, sir?
I understand. I think where you're coming from is that the, if I could phrase it,
the detriment of the technology.
Yeah, no, the what you're saying is that the waves had created a human connection.
Yeah, man.
And when you make it digital, because the digital does not have a sensory aspect, so to speak. The digital is all chopped up. It isn't based on frequency, but
basically, the frequencies that are selected are frequencies that are more robust to the human, or nature than the actual vacuum tube. When you run them, the longer you run them, the sweeter they get.
I think I understand what you're saying.
You think I'm talking nonsense, right?
I understand what you're saying.
Look at Ben, James Brown, Michael Jackson, and those guys, and when they played.
Yeah, they used James Brown after MLK got shot. They had James Brown, he utilized him to stop riots.
You understand what I'm saying? Because, I mean, if we want to really have peace, We got to change the technology. I mean, like, we look at everything, it'd be microwave fast and this and that, but that ain't life, you know, because guess what? like the smartphone, right? What we do, we hold a smartphone, right? And we give up all our knowledge, put it in a smartphone. We don't even know our own telephone number. We don't know nothing no more because everything is stored on the phone.
That's true.
You see what I'm saying? No, honestly, so I mean,
appreciate,
like,
I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
No, we feel as if we advanced because we get the iPhone, what is 27, like?
17.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you see what I'm saying? So we feel like we are so advanced and, you know, we ain't got to think that much and you just put everything inside, but let that loss or something.
Mm.
All the information and everything is inside there stored and you can't remember nothing. You could barely remember your children's middle name and then you remember the date. You know, you think it's a game, mate.
It's true.
I appreciate your call. It's true. Now, the caller brings or mentions an important point. You know.
Yeah, no, it is. But I'll say one of the things I use now is frequency recordings to promote healing, to promote peace and calm.
Mm-hmm.
And those are digital recordings.
Yes.
Those are digital recordings. So, yeah. So yes, there is a difference.
Yeah.
There is a difference. But I'm not sure that it's all lost because when the first wave of digital recordings did have that gap,
mm-hmm,
in terms of the fluidity of the sound,
mm-hmm,
and the quality of the sound, particularly at certain levels,
yeah,
I think that's been corrected to a large extent, because of, like you said, there's more computing power.
Right, right. I mean, I know too that, and this is a whole nother show, but there was a point in time where they actually increased the frequency of the A note, you know, 440. They, mm-hmm, went up to 440 hertz.
Okay.
And that began to change music. They had this in the 1950s, the trance Moto Express. It was like
a remember that? Oh, great.
Yeah,
okay,
it was changing music around that time. Yeah. So, yeah. But that's an old another show. Let's run back to the callers here on Guardian Radio today. Call of your life.
Yeah, how are you doing?
I'm great, man. Thanks for calling.
Anyway, as a singer, I know that stuff is real, buddy.
Yeah.
That stuff is real. That stuff can cause folks to do stuff.
Mm.
Okay, but the earliest part of your conversation,
mm-hmm,
the guy who was the AI manager.
Who was the what?
The guy who's managing the AI.
Oh, those bots, those AI. Uh-huh.
Right.
Now, it seems like we always coming back to this framework, buddy. The thing about the neo-colonial framework.
It's the new plantation.
See, because, like, see, you know, ideally, in the real world, like, say, in America, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you have an idea, you are free to run with that idea until the government catches up with you.
Mm-hmm.
And then they create legislation, right?
Uh-huh.
But in a neo-colonial framework, they create the legislation
before.
They put you in it.
So like, you know, they have a hand,
mm-hmm,
in the development
of
the product.
Yeah.
Right?
Wow.
And seeing. And I think you know, that is probably a distinction that we have to come to grips with,
mm-hmm,
between America and the rest of the world.
Mm.
In America, your ideas have weight,
mm,
you know, and you don't need to have a socialist framework,
mm-hmm,
that tells you how you're going to use your idea.
Mm.
Now, you know, I'm listening. But anyway, I am listening to this thing, you know. Anyway, between him and Rudy Pender, you play things upside down, man.
Thank you, my brother.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, you know, these type of conversations, you know, we can't wait till these things are on the doorstep to start crying about trying to do something about
well,
it. Well, I mean, like you say, we're in it now.
Right.
And there are other phases of it that are going to be.
It's coming. Well, let's face it. When I talked about the virtual sovereignty, okay? And you say, we don't have to go along with that. You crazy.
You'll get left behind, you say?
No, we get left behind. But when have we ever exhibited the spirit that if somebody came up with something, we didn't go along? If you absolutely need doctors and you're dealing doctors from, and then they just make a complaint and you change.
Right. My Lord.
Huh?
So are we even sovereign?
No, they didn't say, oh, no. Don't use their doctors. Use ours.
Right.
They just say you can't use theirs.
Right.
And you change.
Right. So that right there, that's a mentality. That's a mindset.
Okay, that's a mindset. That's the issue. The other thing, there was one thing that I wanted to touch on, and it was that because of AI, because it's accessible, there are opportunities that you can't even imagine are opportunities today.
That's the conversation I want to have, yes.
A young lady the other day says she sees a disabled person, I don't remember the details, couldn't do something.
Yeah.
And she said, but maybe you could do that. And so she started to work on it. And she came up with an idea, which became the framework that she gave to some university students. And they came up with a product.
Yeah, I've seen something like that. I mean, like an exoskeleton.
Like that, exactly. Yeah. You have the exoskeleton. You have all kinds of things. And what I talked about, not having to dip your finger in the acid to find out it's acid.
Right.
So you can do that. And you can find out how things are supposed to work. I love to generate business plans.
Okay.
You just jump on. You say, hey, draw me up a business plan for an environment with 400,000 people, with this much, this is the multiple islands, blah, blah, and it will spit out a whatever, 10 page.
I've done that.
Okay. And you could do that all day.
Yes.
You could wake up 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
One of the things that I know a lot of people discover, everybody kind of wakes up in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
That's your best thinking time.
Mm.
Sit down with AI and just spit out whatever's in your head.
I like it.
Whatever is in your head, you just spit it out and let AI come up with something.
Wow. You can crystallize your ideas.
You can test it. I had an idea about neckwear. And it actually was able to come up with different designs, structures, colors.
You can't be sitting on talking about anybody want to give me a job.
No.
Have ideas.
That's one of the biggest things is that, okay, let's take what happens. You have a product. Remember I talked about the insurance.
Callers, we're coming to you right now.
We talk about the insurance. Now, nobody's doing that. But who says it can't be done?
Done, exactly.
You sit here and say, well, how am I going to get something shipped to XYZ? Logistics is
AI's.
You know,
that's play stuff AI.
Okay. You are logistics. So you can have your product manufactured anywhere in the world and shipped anywhere in the world right from NASA.
You ain't even got to see the product.
No, but you can see the product.
Get your money. They get their product.
Exactly.
Everybody happy.
Everybody's happy.
My love.
So these are the possibilities. And so
I'm excited.
So you need to think more in terms of possibilities and solutions than worrying about,
my job.
I can take my job.
Caller, you're live here on Guardian Radio today. Caller going once. Caller going twice. All right, let's go to the next caller. Caller, you're live.
Hey, good day, Uncle.
How you doing, man? Thanks for calling.
On point, as usual. It took me a while to assimilate, acclimate myself with this conversation. But even
this conversation in itself has a is an effect of what the previous clause is saying about the change in technology and frequencies and all that.
Yes.
Because look at it like this. As melanated people, our bias is towards spirituality because that's the greatest yield of wealth we can get.
Mm-hmm.
But we always try to bring it back to capitalism, death and wealth and all that stuff. But the system wasn't designed for us to win. Even if you look around the world, any melanated, successful billionaires, they do very little to help the rest of the community.
Mm-hmm.
So we should not be focused on this.
Mm.
Even as another station I was listening to last night, they were demonizing the children for not being able to be computer literate or savvy because when they go off to university or whatever, they will be left behind. But that's not our game.
Mm.
I mean, I understand we should have some grasp of it for survival, but the battle is against the melanated people because honestly and truly, these frequencies and all this technology is altering our DNA.
Wow.
It's altering our DNA. And as you can see, as the generations progress and people are being born, they're smaller, they're weaker, they might be wiser in certain ways, but they, like the other caller said, they change the legislation beforehand because they know the generation coming up is going to be smarter, a little bit smarter, so they'll change that way before they come. So as melanated people, we need to focus on what we are good at, the natural aspect of life. What are the chemicals, what are the compounds, what are the trees and the herbs that we could use to completely restore our connection, our telepathy. And even as you're speaking on this right now, this is a higher level conversation of what the same conversation is going around the community all around the world. How can we learn this technology better to better fit ourselves to progress in society? It is a game that we cannot win. We should go back to our roots, and you know this well, and study to be proved. We will not win this game by learning any type of algorithm, how AI runs or whatever, because tell you what, iPhone 17 is the same thing as the iPhone 15, is the same thing as the iPhone 15. We will always be caught in this, and I learned this, the last point I'll make.
Yeah.
I learned this when I was in university in 2004 to 2008, when they started to bring out the flat screen TVs, when they had the LCD and the plasma.
Yeah.
Remember the plasma
TV? Yeah, yeah.
And they say, oh, you don't get a plasma TV because it will burn the screen after a short period of time. And they start every 3 to 6 months, they started bringing out TVs, thousands of dollars. Now you can get a TV for less than $100.
And $200 for the 55.
Yes. So that game, we can't win that.
Thank you.
Yeah, we need to focus back on what we are good at, and that is nature. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for the call. Go ahead, Ken.
Well, that's I have a TV, a 55-inch TV, sitting in my house that worked for 5 months.
My Lord.
And the idea of a TV only working for 5 months is so crazy.
Yes.
When you know that, you know of houses where they had a big thing.
That was a furniture.
25 years was the TV
right. Furniture in the house.
So, don't chase technology in that sense.
No.
Chase technology in terms of the application. What am I going to do? What is it going to cost? How easy is it, or is it going to be able to achieve something with that technology? And so AI is cheap, by all intents and purposes, even if you pay $20 a month to be able to walk up and ask any question. Is nothing. You probably pay more than that for Netflix.
Right.
And Netflix has no solutions.
No.
So, I'm going to do something. I'm going to try to do it here. Hope you can hear it. Hello? Sorry. There we go. Is it online? No. Okay, we'll come back to that.
All right, when you get it back online.
Yeah. So the ways I walk around with ChatGPT.
Right.
Okay, available, and I'll ask a question. And it'll just come in a natural voice and spit out the answer.
Just like that.
Okay, just like that. Now, that has limitations. it won't draw me a graphic. It won't print won't make up a video for me. Mm-hmm. But that's next. Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe 6 months.
Yeah.
And so that'll happen. But so, like I said, AI presents us with opportunities, potential solutions, and that's what we need to concentrate on.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah. Yes, it can do an email, but it also can do a business plan.
Check it out. Mm-hmm.
It can also do a diagnosis.
Yeah.
A friend had done a scan, and I took the scan, fed it into ChatGPT, and it didn't come with a diagnosis, but it came with an analysis of the scan.
Wow. See that?
Oh, sorry about that.
Go ahead and
Yeah, here's the question. If an individual, a modern person, turns out to have the same DNA of an ancient person, an ancient king, let's say, how did that happen and what does that mean?
Got it. So basically, if someone today turns out to share the same DNA or very close genetic markers with an ancient king, it just means there's a direct ancestral line. In other words, that ancient king is somewhere up their family tree and those genes have been passed down through generations. It's kind of a fun reminder that genetics can connect us to people from hundreds or even thousands of years ago. It doesn't necessarily mean anything supernatural, just that ancestry and heredity can be pretty fascinating and sometimes a little surprising.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Wow. That's AI.
That's AI. That's ChatGPT. You walk around with that all day.
And that don't sound like no computer.
No. All day, every day, any day, grab it and ask a question, whatever the question might be.
Wow. Let's run to the phone lines here on Guardian Radio today. Caller, you're live.
Yeah, blessed, Anku. I was on for a while. Listen, I appreciate your guests, the conversation. You always have these provocative situations, right?
Mm-hmm.
But for me, I'll start off with this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anything that is free, I'm wary of and I don't trust. So we know that it's free because they want to collect
you. You calling the show for free?
Yeah, I didn't hear you.
You calling the show for free?
No, man, I own myself. But I mean, I trust you. Right? But listen to me, Andrew.
I didn't mess with you, 52. Go ahead.
Good point.
I just won't get it, though, because I need the public to hear this.
Go ahead.
I sent something to your phone just now. I was hoping that you could read a few paragraphs.
Sorry, let me look. Go ahead.
Because I want to hear what your guest thinks.
Mm-hmm.
Because what happened is, we know that even as you take pictures from back in the days, they were using these pictures to create the algorithms for facial expression and teach AI and deep learn AI about these different, even as far as taking photographs of medical conditions, AI would become more proficient than a human because he's actually experiencing and writing these algorithms and be able to diagnose these things just by looking at something here before a human can do it, even if it's microscopic. But the thing is for me is that I share the sentiments of one of the callers. I'm not blindly embracing technology. And so I'll say this philosophically.
Mm-hmm.
I follow science and technology and inventions because I know the intentions. Mm-hmm. I know the intentions behind it.
Mm-hmm.
So humanity is being kidnapped, even our children. You know, like somebody you mentioned, when somebody turned up the Wi-Fi, then I think how did children react? But we're living moral and ethics. We're not inducing that into scientific and technological advances, and we're just saying AI. But what I mean is, it obviously can be used for good and bad. And so your last call, who called, I think he said he was learned something things called, but he was not totally correct as relates to technology and these things changing our DNA. No, they do not change your DNA. They make epigenetic changes because of, like, simple inductions. Let's say you have the vaccines that they have nanoparticles. They cause oxidative stress. And you have the way that it's a heritable trait, but why say they don't cause DNA changes? They don't bother with the actual mutations of the DNA sequences. So because if epigenetic changes are reversible, so there's no changes here. That's misleading, and he could go and check it out for himself.
Mm.
But for me, as it relates to the article I sent you, right?
Mm-hmm.
By the way, we are in the age of digital slavery. All right, and most people don't know that. And this is a digital plantation, and it's a one word I'll use here, panopticism. I've been using it for a while, and capital surveillance. This is what it's all about. They have you all about how it's distracted. And so I'm not going to sit here and be naive or deceived that AI is going to save humanity and wait. I want to be out of here in a minute. My children got here. I don't know where the world is headed, you know. Mm. I don't know where it's headed. It's very clear. So for me to sit here and embrace it blindly without having intellectual, honest conversations about where humanity is headed. So I sent you that article, and the name of the article is The Wall Street Journal, Looking Forward to the End of Humanity. So within that article, anyone who's interested in seeing how devilish man is, it actually says that technology and AI will replace God. And you could go on and read it for yourselves.
All right.
It came out from 2019 during the pandemic.
Thank you very much, 52. So that's a perspective.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Let's run to the next call, and then we'll chime in some more. Go ahead, caller. You're live.
Brother Uncle.
How you doing?
I'm ready, man. I look like you got to start preaching again, eh?
I don't ever start preaching.
But, you know, I'm being facetious.
Yeah.
But what I want to ask you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord, my question got away from me. But what would AI, how far would AI put humanity back from surviving?
But no idea.
Yeah, I don't know.
I have no idea.
And then the other thing is, right, all that gold in Africa,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that we cannot get AI so support us in getting some of that for ourselves?
Well, we can. Not AI's fault. I can assure you.
Yeah.
It's not AI's fault.
Again, AI is a tool.
Yeah, AI is a tool.
AI is a tool.
It depends on how you use it.
Yeah, this text says AI, according to a research paper by MIT last month, 90% of AI attempts by businesses to use AI to replace humans have failed so far. Mm-hmm. Businesses that succeeded were using AI to enhance jobs, not cut them. Mm-hmm. Right? There will be no net job losses. For every job loss, 1.7 plus jobs are being created. Essentially, AI will create almost twice as many jobs as those lost. So this is what
that's an interesting perspective, mm-hmm. and it follows, I think, the trend in the use of technology generally.
Yeah.
That would have been, let's say, 20 years ago when businesses started using PCs
mm-hmm.
in networks.
Mm-hmm.
There was supposed to be a great job loss then. I don't think that has materialized at all.
No.
I think you may have the same situation where people, like I said, the opportunities increase.
Mm-hmm.
You find new ways of doing things, and you find new things to do.
Mm-hmm.
I would urge right now every Bahamian to get onto AI and to find, you know, there are always ideas. There's things that you think of and wonder if we could do that. No wonder if we could do that.
Yeah.
Wonder what it's worth.
Should I
try to do that?
Mm-hmm.
AI can help you with that.
Yeah.
That's what you ought to be concentrating on.
Yeah.
If AI is going to take your job, it's very little that you could be doing to stop whatever that is supposed to happen.
Yeah.
But what you can do is to create 5 jobs for yourself.
My Lord, using AI.
Yeah, use AI to create some jobs.
Let's run to the break here on Guardian Radio today, 96.9 FM. We're talking AI, we're talking technology with our special guest, Ken Clark. Back right after this.
Reliable and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Things may be tough, but Wendy's got you covered. Grab a day single or chicken sandwich with a junior fries and 16-ounce beverage for just $6.95. Why choose less from the other guys when you can get more? At Wendy's, we're providing bigger bites and better deals. So purchase your Ting's Tough Value Meal today. Now available at all locations lanes, excluding the airport and food truck.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected, live your life. It's good to be alive.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And we're back here on Guardian Radio today. Our special guest, Ken Clark, 54-year IT veteran. We've been talking technology and the use of technology and AI. He gave us a really cool example of how to use ChatGPT. I heard about a gentleman. He didn't know how to talk. I can't say he's a young boy. He didn't know how to talk to his girlfriend. And she was getting ready to leave him.
Yeah.
And this fella he put into ChatGPT what he wanted to say. ChatGPT enhance it. He's texting. So, you know,
right.
You could take what ChatGPT said and send it. And she said, ooh.
Yes. Yes.
Save this relationship.
Yes. Well, that is quite, understandable.
Yeah.
Because basically, the speed at which it can think through a concept.
Right.
Is good. But also the different possibilities.
Yeah.
The different angles.
Yeah.
That's what it's there for.
You could be fixing your car. I've done this. I normally just jump on YouTube, right? But you could say, man, look, I got a 84 this or 94 this,
and I'm trying to get the test of that.
And you say, oh, try this, pop, pop, boom, boom.
Well, no, let me give you one.
Yeah.
I'm trying to pay my BPL bill online.
Right.
It isn't working.
Mm-hmm.
Go to ChatGPT, and I copy the URL. Mm-hmm. And I say, listen, this isn't working. Why can't I connect? And it goes through, sort of strip out what it suggests, the new URL.
Mm-hmm.
And I got on.
Really?
I got on. Okay, wow. I got on it. It turns out that BPL had two connections.
Okay,
one works, one doesn't work. Why? Don't right. ask me. That's another story.
Right.
That's another show.
Joe. Right.
And
that's amazing, though.
It basically went through and showed me the same thing. I have Starlink. Mm-hmm. Starlink is great. It works fine, but you can't call anybody. So I would feed my issue, this one was DNS, into ChatGPT.
Now, when you feed it in, do you speak it in or do you type it in?
Type it in.
Okay.
I type it in. I could speak it in, but like I said, the spoken is not as developed as I think it could be.
Right, so you type it in.
So I type it in. And there's several options, DeepSeek and long-term trick thinking and all that. So I use DeepSeek.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would type it in. But there's all kinds of possibilities.
And did it allow you to call people eventually? Or you used it the way you needed to use it
right.
at that time?
Okay. No, yeah. It was like I said, it was a DNS issue.
Okay.
And basically, I was able to resolve it. Now, the point is, why the devil did I have to go through all of that? Mm. You're bragging about how great AI is. Why don't you use AI to solve the internet?
Right.
That would make a lot of sense.
Right.
Okay, why am I struggling? Mm-hmm. Yeah, why am I struggling with the internet, with using the internet? And you tell me how great AI agents
are. You gotta get this first thing working for me. Yeah, you gotta be online first.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You tell me how great the countryside is, but you ain't got no road.
Right. Come on now.
Huh?
Let's run back to the phone lines here on Guardian Radio today. Caller, you're live.
Yeah, Uncle, what's going on?
Uncle, I'm well.
Uncle, yeah, and good afternoon to your guest.
Yeah, this is Mr. Clark. Mm-hmm.
The gentleman's name is?
Ken Clark.
Ken, or Superman. You have Superman on the show today. Okay. Yeah. Watch this one.
Yeah.
I was listening to Dwight's show one morning, and he had this young people on, these young teenagers would have diabetes.
Okay.
And they get this pod put in them.
Right.
And while they're in school, they say their parents will be monitoring their sugar level the week.
Yeah. I had a student like that. Mm-hmm.
And if their sugar level drop too low, they get to the school and tell them to give the child insulin to bring the sugar. My mind going like this. Boof! The type of technology out there now.
Yes.
That one blew me.
Yes.
But
yes.
Every day you learn more and more. I mean, there's someone in China, and I write here in Bamboo Down, and I talk to them face to face on WhatsApp video live.
Thank you
live.
Very much.
That's right.
Thank you very
that
much.
That has tripped me out. That has tripped me out. So
my children are friends in Finland and Hungary and monitoring. Ghana.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, that one, technology, serious. Right? It could be positive or negative.
That's true.
All right, gentlemen, I could continue listening.
Thank you very much. Caller, you're live here on Guardian Radio today.
Gracious, how you doing?
I'm great, man. Thanks for calling.
Great, man. Boy, I love how we talking about technology.
Mm-hmm.
You know why?
Why?
My light bill this month was borderline blasphemous. We need something to put something on that meter, right? To bring that bill down to $50.
We're talking to ChatGPT.
I am with you, brother. I am with you.
I don't want to pay that bill this month.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. Don't talk about it.
Let me show you about the bill was this month, right?
Mm-hmm.
My girl, she look good. She's fine.
Mm-hmm.
She laying on the bed last night, right?
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay, we can get freaky. I so stupid. All I look on my phone, I see, ding. I go and check the email. It's BPL. I so dumb, I go and open up the bill. The whole mood changed.
Yeah.
I use one cash word, right? She said, baby, what happened?
Yes.
I said, no, I know what email is happening.
Viagra. The anti-Viagra. Yeah,
oh,
man.
Yes.
This Texas says, tell Ken, thank you for that BPL URL. Awesome. They're thanking you for that story.
Yeah.
Because people don't even know you can do these things.
Yeah.
You know. Okay. Y'all sent me these long, long text. Call in mine. I can't read all of that, right?
Yeah. So, like I said, the kind of recap.
Yeah.
AI is not magic.
Mm-hmm.
It is actually an extension of everything that you previously knew about IT, about technology, computers, about data management, and all of that. It's just redevelopment. The thing is now, it's moving faster than it's ever developed before.
Yeah.
So it's like you used to make boiled fish.
Right.
But somebody show you how to wash the fish, get out the taste, put the sour in, and whop, 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 whop.
Yeah,
so now you make boiled fish breakfast every morning because it don't take you an hour no more.
Right.
It takes you 15 minutes.
Right.
And that's essentially what has happened.
Wow.
And with that, like I said, opportunities, new possibilities, everyone has access to it. If there's anything to do, go online and type in ChatGPT, and it starts from there. Or go to you can go to Google, go anywhere, and say, show me all the different AI platforms that I can use.
Mm-hmm.
Show me how you can use it. You go to YouTube and ask and watch.
Yes.
But get into AI, find out what it's about, and see what it can do for you.
Yeah, yeah. Today, eye-opening for me. I was expecting this, and I'm happy that, you know, my expectations were met by our special guest today, Ken Clark, because he, I mean, I've seen people use ChatGPT, but let me tell you what I was thinking. I'd be like, man, nothing foreign, man. You know what I mean? But he using it to get his BPL bill paid. Couldn't get online. ChatGPT fixed the problem. These are the things. Go ahead. End the show with something special.
Well, could you please say to you, what the average person should do to get access to AI and to take advantage of it?
Absolutely. So to everyone listening, the average person wondering how to get started with AI, the first step is really simple. Find a user-friendly tool like a well-known chatbot app or an AI assistant built into your phone or computer and just start experimenting. Use it to help you draft a message, summarize a recipe, or plan a simple task. Oh, it's not thinking like a human, and you'll find lots of ways it can save you time. So dive in, be curious, and let it be your helpful side.
Thank you very, very much.
Wow. We let AI have the last word today. Thank you, Ken Clark. This has been amazing. Thank you, listeners. Thank you, texters. Thank you, callers. And thank you, producer. My name is Dr. Cleveland W. Aeneas III, also known as Kahun Anku Sara, a special guest today, Ken Clark. And I'm sure we're going to extend this conversation. But thank you all for listening. Give us next here on 96.9 Guardian Radio. Fresh news, smart talk all day. Namaste, family. We'll be right back.